right, welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show coming to you live from the Commons in Traverse City. And really, we're at Higher Grounds Trading Company and the Coffee Roasters. With me today is Chris Treater, the founder of Higher Grounds. Chris, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yours is a fascinating story because, as we've been sitting here talking about it, coffee and conflict in this world seem to run across each other. There's an intersection there, you say. So when you started this company back in 2002, why did you first do it? Why did you get into coffee roasting and making coffee in the first place?
Yeah, it's ironic that now I'm working in the intersection of coffee and conflict and sort of a new area in coffee in the value chain to be working. But I started in 2002 working with people who had been victims of a massacre. They were pacifist Catholic people praying and fasting for peace in their church, and they were surrounded and killed by paramilitary, 45 mostly
Where did that
women
happen?
And children. Acteal, Mexico, in All right. southern Mexico.
So your company started in Mexico. You're getting coffee beans from Mexico. You see this horrible event occur, and you say, I can do something bigger, something better, something more important, because basically you say the whole world revolves around coffee in many ways, whether it's the farmers, the cooperatives, you working together to get the coffee out. It's all kind of an ecosystem, if you will, around that coffee.
It is, yeah. I started, actually, my ex-wife, Jody Hayden from Grocer's Daughter, is going to be on the show with you shortly, and I started the company with her. And we were doing human rights work with those farmers and realized our best work to be done was at home and commercializing their coffee. So we moved home, bought a pallet of beans, and started flipping it over. And fast forward.
Then one pallet became two, became 10, became 100, became all of these things. You know, it's interesting, Chris, because you make great coffee, number one. And being here, it's a great atmosphere here at the Commons, and your roasting facility here is a great atmosphere to be here in the morning. But I find it fascinating, and it's a success story because you're now distributing regionally here throughout the Midwest, correct?
Yeah.
So you've had success here, but along the way, you've given back more and more and more. And one of the things that you're really vested in now in places like the Congo are helping people in places where, you know, there's landmines laying around. There's ordnance laying around. People are getting maimed and killed. And one of the things you want to do is give back prosthetically. Tell me about that story.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I've learned over the years is there's a intersection between coffee and conflict. Of the top 14 coffee-growing countries, 10 of them are directly where conflict has been and where there's unexploded ordinances. So the Congo is one of the most violent places on Earth. 6 million people have died there in just over 25 years due to conflict. And there's a ton of unexploded ordinances. So we partnered with the Department of State's Weapon Removal and Abatement Office. And together with them and the Polis Center, who works on rehabilitation of people with disabilities, we're providing prosthetics and integrating people with conflict into our value chain.
Chris Treater here from Higher Grounds. So you're not just talking about being involved. You are involved. I mean, you're on the ground. You're helping people. You're investing in the farmers and the people, because it might mean a cup of coffee to me here, and that's great. But to those people, it might mean a medical facility or a prosthetic or a school. It could mean a whole host of things.
Yeah, you know, through our purchases, we can change the world. Today's world is not based upon donating money to good causes, but rather supporting causes that you can support through a purchase of something that you consume. So Higher Grounds is believes very deeply in integrating our business practices into doing good in the world. And luckily today it's aligned with the needs and desires of the consumer.
And I want to focus on a couple of those things. Tell me about Virunga National Park and the things that you're doing there.
Yeah, this is one of the most fascinating projects for myself. We've partnered with Virunga National Park in order to commercialize coffee around the park and to end.
And for people who don't know, it's in the Congo.
It's in the Congo. It's the second oldest park in the world, the oldest in Africa, and home to half of the world's near 1,000 mountain gorillas. And there's a ton of conflict around that's raging today. So, you know, Emmanuel de Maraud, the chief warden of the park, has come to visit us. He's a good friend of ours, and we hatched up this plan about 3 years ago to start a partnership in order to commercialize coffee as the means to provide income for those around the park.
Chris, I get the idea that you hatch a lot of plans. I get the impression that you hatch all sorts of plans. I mean, because I looked at the list of the countries you're in that includes Mexico, Congo, Ethiopia, Colombia, Peru, El Salvador, Bolivia, and a whole list more. You're hatching plans every day. What'd you hatch today so far? You can tell
us. Luckily, I made it here. That's all I was hatching. I was going to be here, and I was a little late.
Well, we're glad to have you. It's a terrific story here. I also want to touch on this thing because I mentioned it going into the break. But you're going to have an opportunity to speak in front of the United Nations for 3 minutes. You get 3 minutes to give your pitch. What is that about?
Yeah, it's at the Concordia Conference. That is the largest conference that takes place during the UN General Assembly, where almost all world leaders come to New York City once a year. And this year will be we're one of five finalists for the P3 Impact Awards. It's a public-private partnership award for organizations doing good in the world through their work. And we'll be talking about our work to integrate victims of conflict into the supply chain, and also helping the reemergence of the specialty coffee industry in the Congo, which we've played a crucial role in over the years.
So let me ask you this. I mean, as you look at what you're doing here and you talk to different people, whether it's the United Nations or you're doing outreach in Mexico or the Congo or Ethiopia, what is the reception that you get from different sectors, whether it be the farmers or the consumers here or investors? I mean, how are you received?
You know, it's fascinating. In the last 5 years, the concept of sustainability has skyrocketed throughout the world, and it's due to the market changing rapidly. So all companies and brands are moving towards sustainable business practices, and that's what we were founded on. So we really resonate all the time with the growers and the consumers, and more funders and governments are aligned with the work that we're doing, and we feel very lucky and proud to be able to be a small company that's helping pave a way for more sustainable future, not only for farmers, but us here in the United States.
But what
as
you're
well.
Demonstrating, and I think this is key and a key takeaway for me and for the listeners, you're demonstrating that a free market approach can work when you're giving back like this. I mean, the company's working in a free market approach, making coffee sustainable through a human-centric approach and making coffee production beneficial for farmers, the communities, everyone in the supply chain.
Exactly. And doing good is good business today, and you're not going to find anybody in the know, any analyst or academic who will tell you otherwise. The market demands it. And luckily, you know, our heart led the organization in its founding, and today it's driving its business practices toward increasing growth.
And Chris, I tip my hat to you. It is a tremendous business model that is working. You've been in business for 15 years, just over. You're regionally successful. You're getting bigger all the time. You're hatching plans on a regular basis, and a terrific facility here. And as you say, exceptional coffee from a world of good friends. I'll give you the last word.
All right. Well, I feel like you're my friend, Steve, so thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed the time.
Greatly appreciate it. Hey, is there a website here real quickly? It's higherground.trading.com, correct?
Yep, higherground.trading.com.
All right, for any of the listeners that want to find out more, you can check it out on Facebook, higherground.trading.com. You can find Higher Grounds on Facebook. You can follow us there as well. Find the video, find the interview. Support this company that is supporting farmers around the world with the way they interact and work inside this, I don't know, financial ecosystem, I guess. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
It's Free for All Friday. That's a great story. We got a couple more coming for you here on the program today because we want to talk about some success stories here in Michigan on this Free for All Friday and so much more. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.